good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and you are listening to episode 34 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as always, is our buddy Magic Marine.
Hi there, how are you doing this morning, Kern?
It's morning. How wonderful could I be? No.
No, not well then.
No, not so good. I need to learn to go to sleep at a reasonable hour when we're going to wake up and do the podcast.
That would be a good idea, given that sleep is a pretty good prerequisite to, you know, doing a successful podcast, I believe.
I think it is too, because the podcast we've done where, you know, we've done it late at night when you've been falling asleep, or early in the morning when I've been half awake, just don't have the same oomph to them as the ones that we do, you know, in the early evening on Mondays.
Well, that may be true, but we're doing one's in the, this is sort of mid-morning, so I'm feeling it.
Mid-morning? It's like the middle of the night for me. I'm not really, obviously. It's like 10:39 a.m. and it feels like the middle of the night to me.
Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Yes.
It's on.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, yes.
Alrighty, let's get started then.
Yes, we should get started. I guess we can get started with a week. How was your week this week?
Wow, great use of the word week.
Right? That's what I was thinking as I was going through it.
I think you've mastered the use of the word week.
Can I use week anymore? Because if so, we've just got to pack it all into this sentence.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
My week. Well, let's see. Last week, during the podcast recording, we found out about the incoming nerfs to Firelands.
Yes, we did.
And you predicted that I would write a very angry blog.
Yes, I did.
And you would be correct. So I wrote that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it was angry. I mean, you guys all got to hear me go, what the F, or, you know, what the bleep, so I guess.
So on.
And at your egging, by the way, and I think people found that pretty hilarious. So,
well, that's a reasonable thought, because it was hilarious. So there you go.
So I think that a lot of my week was dealing with comments and stuff on my blog.
Which there are quite a few.
There are quite a few. It's kind of hilarious. There's a lot of ones that I did not remotely come close to even approving, such as, and I quote, the nerd tiers of people who have no life outside this game and who measure their life achievements by in-game accomplishments.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're not approving that?
No.
My God.
No, no. It goes against my comment policy. And then I've got another one where someone's like, all I hear in this post is me, 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 me.
Awesome.
Which is precisely what is wrong with this game. Guess what? The game is not about you and what you want. It's a nerf. Get on with it. Don't like it. Want a challenge? Meh. Take your bracers off and gloves off and slap Rag in the face.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Not quite constructive, I would say.
Not exactly, you know, and like, on my blog, I have this sort of comment policy where, you know, if you want to disagree with me, that's fine. Just, you know, don't cross that line. You always need to be respectful on my blog. If you're not respectful, I will not approve it. And other people who have previously commented, you know, they get automatically approved if I've approved them once. So I've been, like, reading my comments really carefully to make sure that no one who has previously posted was going to be, you know, a negative Nancy towards me and my opinions. I mean, it's my blog, it's my opinions, and you're free to disagree with me as long as you're respectful about it. That's what I care about. And in fact, I actually did not approve this one comment from this dude who was actually really nice about it for the most part, except for his opening paragraph. And so, like, I wrote to him personally, I'm like, look, I wanted to thank you for your comment. I cannot approve it, though, and there's my comment policy, and I apologize, but, yeah, so.
Was it just, like, ridiculous, or, I mean.
It wasn't so bad. I mean, it was like, dear Kern, I think you are crying over spilt milk simply. You have no influence or authority to change game design decisions. Rest of your rant is venting about how bad it feels. It has no positive effect. It's just negative for your well-being, blah, blah, blah. So just because of those first few lines, like, I could not. Like, I mean, it felt like an attack on me, my opinions, my right to express them, etc., and the way I chose to express them. And, you know, I'm not going to deal with that on my blog, but I did write back to the guy because the rest of what he was saying was interesting. And I wrote back to him. I'm like, you know, I'd like to apologize, but I don't feel comfortable approving this. But thank you very much for taking the time to write to me, et cetera, et cetera. So we started a little back and forth.
Gotcha. Are you still communicating?
Well, I need to actually, you know, respond to him again.
Ah.
But, like, it takes a lot of time. I've got, like, 44 comments on the blog.
Is that one of the highest, commented upon posts that you've done?
I think so. I want to say that the Zandalari one got a bunch, too. Let me take a 49 on the World of Zandalari Craft.
So it was close.
It was close, definitely. And I got linked by a WoW Insider in the Daily Quest.
So that probably helped to sort of push along any of the less creative comments.
Yeah, over 2,000 views in one day, you're going to get some trolls. So
yeah,
that was interesting. Let's see here. What else did I do?
Did you raid at all? Did that happen?
I raided, but we're going to come back to that. The other thing that I was doing that this whole like nerf thing sort of interrupted was that I've been working on retooling my Holy How To guides.
Ah.
Because like I was rereading them and I'm like, oh man, you know, I miss the days when I knew all my crap. And I miss being like a really decent community resource for Pallies. And I'm like, there's a lot of Pallies who just don't even know what they're doing. And it makes me want to cry. So I went back on that horse a bit. Yeah, I went back a couple weeks ago and I redid my very first one and updated it for Kata. So it basically tells you what talents and glyphs to pick.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I saw. Have you done two new ones recently?
No, I've just done the one, 2 weeks ago I did the one about the talents and glyphs, and then this weekend I just actually did one all about our spells and abilities and basically when to use them and stuff.
So there you go.
And let me tell you what, that is a long post. That is like 5,000 words.
I actually did not read that one, and not because of the length, I just saw it. I don't read your holy how-tos all that often. Because PvP.
Exactly, and they are PvE based guides. So, I'd been working on that one for a couple of days when the nerf news came out, and then I posted about the nerf news, and so now I've gone back and I updated that post, and it took me a while, but I felt good doing something positive for the community instead of just like spewing my hate.
Your first post, which is clearly negative, is what you're inferring.
The rant one, yeah, just a little bit. There's definite language in that post.
Yeah.
Let's see. Apart from that, I raided. I worked on Heroic Shanox with Choice. Let's backtrack here. Tuesday, what did we do? We did Heroic Shanox with Apotheosis. Yeah. And, well, actually, before we did that, we did Alistra's Roar first.
Oh, yeah,
Then
yeah.
Beth Talak.
Yep.
Then Volcanus for Sirius, right? And then Heroic Shanox. And after doing the first two regular bosses, Magic, what happened?
I got my Moon Staff of Nordrassil progressing through the quest.
Congratulations.
The Legendary. Thank you.
Now you're
ruining my week. God.
Yeah, no, I know.
I have very little to talk about, and this is all going out the window.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we did Heroic Shanox, and I mean, what was that? Is that the second week?
That's our second kill.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't smooth, and I wasn't anticipating it to be terribly smooth, especially since we had a different tank in there, in the end, we nailed it, it was a great actual kill, and, like, the healers were all just, like, really excited after that kill, everything worked out beautifully together, and props to our Resto Shammy Kit for dropping Spirit Link Totem right at the very end of the fight when Our Riplum tank Cronus had like a stupid amount of stacks on him, and Cal was like out of mana and cooldowns, and so way to go, Kit. Spirit Link totem for the win.
Yes. Good totem, and really annoying in arenas.
I bet. All that normalization.
Oh my god.
Let's see. So that was Tuesday. Wednesday, I went in with Choice and worked on her Shanox for 3 hours. And we were getting progressively closer. We had a lot of trouble dropping stacks of Jagged Tear.
Well, we still suffered a bit of that as well.
Oh, for sure. Like I think that that's the hardest thing, because Jagged
got the kill. Didn't we have like 17 stacks or something?
Okay, no. You, no.
12? I'm sorry.
No, it was like 12 on poor Dayden.
Oh, okay.
And that was just ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, no, next trap reserved for Dayden and Riplim and all that. But on Heroic difficulty, Jagged Tear lasts an extra 10 seconds. So it's really hard. You have to do a lot of running around, a lot of kiting. You got to make sure that the dog gets trapped appropriately, because if not, you are screwed.
Yeah. Well, what percentage did you get to over there?
I think we got him to 20-some percent on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, no, that was really great. And we were doing that with, like, 6 healers. And so there wasn't a lot of healing to go around for the raid. There was some, but there wasn't a lot. And because of that, our Arcane Mage over there, who was like breaking face rage and kiting rage face now and again. Yeah. He got eaten a few times.
That's bound to happen.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, boo, be careful. And I threw him a couple of bops over the course of the evening.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I know when I ice block, he'll stay focused on you, even ice blocked.
Yeah.
So he, you know, I sometimes try and use that if he's wary, then sit him on a trap and then ice block, and hopefully the wary wears off. But such a disaster, that fight.
Yeah, that's exactly what the mage was doing. So the theories were all sound, and they asked me for my advice a little bit, which is always kind of nice. And you know, it was just a matter of execution and stuff. So they finally worked it out, I guess, because on Thursday, while I was raiding with Apotheosis, they downed Heroic Shanox on 25.
Good stuff.
So grats to Choice of awesome. Skywall. They are still recruiting. Go check them out, choiceguild.com.
Yeah, that's cool.
And while they were doing that, we were working on Heroic Rhyolith.
Yeah, well, you said they killed him on Thursday, so we're probably working on. Well, how quickly did they kill him?
They got him over the course of the night. Oh, like, okay. I think it was later in the night. I'm not sure.
So we may not have been working on Rhyolith then.
Weren't we doing most of Rhyolith? I mean, we did Rhyolith like all of Thursday except for the first two pulls of the night.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. No, absolutely. Never mind. An idiot. I was thinking.
Yes, you are an idiot.
Because that was our most recent night. Yeah, so no, that was all Rhyolith all the time.
Yeah, and then of course last night there was more Rhyolith, and then we just basically said screw it, and for whatever reason things weren't clicking, and so we decided rather than spend the entire night on Heroic Rhyolith, we would just, after our break at 10:30, we would just set him to normal, clear through him, and then go do Domo and Rags.
I just realized something.
What?
You have totally just skipped my week and done our rape review section. All at the same
raid,
time.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
That's very true.
Way to go. Well, you know what? I'm doing my week now, so take that. We're going back in time, back to where I get to tell you about my week that I didn't do much in at all. So that's not that exciting.
I guess
it was the last time I finished my 4-piece and got my gloves, and then I got the second. I got the Rune Staff of Nordor still, and my priority is hilariously low because I had gotten like 2 pieces, and then the Rune Staff is like a 391, and
yeah, that's
below out. Is oh my gosh! So, but it's good because I got a lot of stuff before. Like I just had gotten the gloves and helm. So
you're not dead last.
I'm not. Well, I was until I think last night, and that was Kit behind me.
Kit and Jenny are behind you.
Yeah, I think that was after... I think that was before last night, that wasn't true, because I was definitely like at a 3 priority or something.
Yep.
What else? I guess last Thursday I did a bunch of arenas with Fog and Mark, and we're up to like I think 1870, 1875, maybe I'm
really
1850. Yeah, something like
my
that.
My brother?
Yeah,
really?
Your brother. Go go Death Knight Warrior Paladin. I do heart plate.
So I guess that's working out for you.
Yeah, it's going well. It's really funny because just thinking back to like when we had said what we were going to do this last season, where it was just like one random day where we're getting wrecked by the comp is known as TSG, and we're like, you know what? We should do that. Like, next season, let's level Paladin Warrior Death Knight. We're like, all right, that seems hilarious. Actually, I think it was probably my idea. Sounds ridiculous enough to be my idea.
I was going
to
say, this does not seem out of place coming from the man who dropped enchanting and power leveled engineering in a single night.
Yeah.
Back in vanilla, when it was super stupid, expensive, and hard.
Well, it's still not easy, is it? I haven't even considered engineering since then.
No, it's still pretty brutal from what I understand, but like back in the day, like it was just so expensive.
Like little garbage things everywhere in my bags, and they're like all full of like bolts and wiring and stupid crap like that.
And just when you think it's safe to vendor half of that crap, it's like, oh no, the next recipe needs all of that.
Yeah. And I'm so excited about my repair button now that there are mounts with repairs on them. Not that it makes a difference. I haven't had that stuff in a while. But I think I still have the same tailoring that I always had. I don't even remember why I picked up mining.
You picked up mining because it was such a cash cow in Burning Crusade.
Oh, yes.
And you were like, screw it. I don't need engineering anymore because we're not doing these stupid 5-man runs anymore.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. We used your engineering. We used your engineering more than once. We used your engineering for repair bots while we were 5-manning that Berserker in ZG. We used your, jumper cables, yes, in Strat Undead when you, me, and Crypt 3-manned it.
Did he die? I don't even remember.
Yeah, no, Crypt died, and then you managed to, like, pop him up. Like, you didn't have Invis yet, I don't know. I don't know.
That was vanilla, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it worked out, but I know that you used your jumper cables while avoiding Timmy's patrol. I think that was it. You didn't get into combat, but Crypt did. And then you like ran away, and then you came back as he was patrolling, and then you jumper cabled him.
I kind of remember that. Actually. That was
It was great. Yeah. We 3-man Timmy. It was awesome. Poor Whisper.
Yeah. Well, there was no way that was happening.
Poor Whisper.
Such is the fate of Whisper on a consistent basis. Who is Kern's pet, by the way? I don't know if we've ever mentioned that.
I think we've mentioned Whisper. Whisper's my cat, and my preferred hunter pet. What? But I also have a bear named Fozzie, and a couple other pets. But Whisper is my go-to pet.
My pet's name is Toshi. It's a bear. On my level 42 hunter?
Aren't you like 46, 47, I think?
I was thinking 45. I don't know. Something low like that.
Haven't like logged into the hunter in like 3 years, probably, though.
Yeah, that's actually... You know what? I occasionally accidentally click on him. So I don't think he's like... I don't think it's that bad, but it's pretty bad. It's probably 7-8 months right now, if I had to try and think the last time I've accidentally clicked on him.
Dear Lord. I love the hunter class. I don't understand why you never took to it.
I don't know. It was lame and boring. Maybe Tenaris killed it for me. Even though I kind of
Tenaris was rough.
Maybe Tenaris is cooler now.
Maybe.
That was before dungeon runs as well, even though that queue probably sucked because it's a DPS class anyway, so.
Also true. You know, while I was leveling the baby pally, you should have gotten on your hunter.
Well, I've liked the hunter. I would have rather played. I have a warlock around that level as well.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Warlocks.
Warlocks are awesome.
Anyway.
That's right.
We digress.
Well, we digress a lot. Let's be serious.
I know.
Oh, no, fine. You need to move on, don't you?
Well, fine, I'm just looking at the timer. It's like we've been doing this for like 18 minutes.
That's a great thing.
Long.
That's because we clearly had very interesting weeks. Or we tend to rattle
sure,
a lot.
We did. So do you have anything else to say for your week?
Nah, it was mostly the arena and the staff thing, which you blatantly ruined for me, so thanks for that.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
All right, well, I like our tangents, but I guess we could move on into hotfix. Is there... Actually, I don't even know if there are any of those. Are there?
There were a couple, but they were really, really minor. Something about Hurric Deadmines, something about the Flame Walker Subjugator thing.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, totally groundbreaking stuff. That said, we are recording on Monday morning, and I'm sure that Monday evening will roll around and completely make us totally out of date, given that the nerfs are supposed to start hitting tomorrow. So, I mean, we'll link it, but there's like no info about that in here, unfortunately, because we have no info. So check out our show notes at blessingoffrost.com for more info about what is happening on Tuesday, if any was released.
No, it's okay, because we'll get something halfway through recording this that says exactly what they are, so we'll be, you know, first on the scene again.
If we were first on the scene.
Exactly.
If we were recording on Monday evening, I would say yes. But given that it's Monday morning, I'm highly doubtful, because it's like 8 o'clock in the morning on the Pacific Coast, which is where Blizzard is, so... Yeah.
You never know.
Well, we'll just move right on into /raid.
Fine.
As you mentioned, I basically already talked about every week.
you
know what? That's your fault.
It's my fault.
It's your fault because did you raid this week? I'm like, why, yes. In fact, I did raid this week.
Said,
let
we'll
me talk
about
that
later when I
did
asked
I?
You that. Yeah.
Crap.
Then you went into it after you. I was going to say, you could talk about. You started talking about the choice raid, and then we went into Rylith. If you can think back to, you know, 15 or 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's Monday morning. That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay, sure. But, lots of Rylith-ness.
Okay. We didn't get him down before any nerfs, which is very disappointing and very frustrating. However, I want to say that a lot of people picked up their game, and I'm really pleased with some of the progress that we've seen overall over the course of the fight. And I mean, we've been working on them for what, like a week. So I mean,
yeah.
it's not like a ton of attempts under our belt, but, I want to say that, you know, I think we would have gotten him, you know, in another night or so of attempts.
Yeah, max. I mean, I thought we were doing better, even though we didn't get to the second, like, transition as well last night. I thought we were doing better last night than we were Thursday, at least, like, damage-wise. I don't know. Maybe
well,
I'm totally wrong.
You're not completely wrong. We had a lot less deaths to Fragments of Rylith blowing up on people, which is great.
Yeah.
That said, I was a target a couple of times, and that is never fun when one of your Spark Tank healers gets blown up. But I mean, like, we saw a lot of improvement in different areas, so I'm okay with the attempts. And I mean, with regards to the nerfs, we just sort of have to roll with the punches. If you don't adapt in this game, you die. So we're gonna adapt, and we're gonna accept that there are nerfs incoming, and go kick his stony ass later on.
Yeah, well, now he'll definitely die. Where previously he was definitely going to die, now he'll definitely absolutely die. Well, I mean, yeah, that is what's going to happen. I was going to say depending on nerfs, but not really, because he's going to die anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like, even and we'll get back to the nerfs in general chat, but you, like, a lot of people are speculating that the nerfs will be rolled out slowly. So even if they are, I think that that's going to, you know, be beneficial to our raid group. As much as I don't really like to admit that, I have to admit that that's true.
Like saying, yeah, I don't know if 5% to damage or 5% reduction is beneficial. I'm pretty sure that's almost the definition of beneficial, by the way.
But, like, I want to say that even without the nerfs, we would have gotten him in another night or so. And I just want to say that that even though we didn't get him down, all is not lost, and we will progress through this together and, you know, sort of start fresh in Firelands this week, I guess. But last night, after we swapped it to normal and then went through and did Domo and Rags, I gotta say, like I sat myself for Domo and Rags. I didn't actually intend to, but I didn't have a lot of planning time, so I ended up sitting out. And I love Magic's optimism. He like, if anyone wonders why I keep you around.
Oh, good. That is a good question, like, I guess.
Because I'm sure I've been asked that a couple of times. No. No,
it's just Magic, more like 15, actually.
Magic is like, he and I make a
careful.
Good team.
You may say something positive about me.
I know. It's rough. It's rough.
I know.
It's like you shouting out to me the other week. It's weird.
I know. It's tough.
Magic and I make a good team in that I tend to be sort of not pessimistic, but sort of realistic, edging on pessimistic. Yeah. And he's the much more positive dude. Like, I mean, Magic is like, we can do anything with any amount of people. Like, he said this on more than one occasion.
I've never said that, obviously.
I have an audio recording of that.
Yeah, I know.
I might actually incorporate that into this.
Oh, good.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. I'm totally going to do that.
That's a terrible idea. Don't do that.
We can down anything with any amount of people.
So, like, last night, there were a couple of hiccups on Major Domo, and people were not pleased in general because of the whole Ryloth thing. So, you know, the officers kind of considered calling the raid after Domo because it was, like, 11:44, and our raids end at midnight. And they're like, oh, are we even going to, you know, do this? And Magic is like, hell yeah, we are. We're going to give it a shot. And I'm like, okay, go do Rags. So they one-shot him for the first time.
One shot. Boom, baby. That's the way we roll.
That is fantastic. So great resilience of, you know, the raid group right there. And I'd like to really, you know, applaud everyone's work and focus on that fight. Like, you guys really got done.
When we had the 6-2 split on the second Suns, I was a little, like, uneasy, but everyone held it together and total beating. Also, it was it was really funny because when we grouped up for first and third seeds, when, you know, you either have to call going forward or backward due to the positioning that we have on the mark, both of them were in the back row, and we didn't have to move at all.
That's godly.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, that's excellent. I love when that happens.
Yeah, that was... I mean, I won't say that it's the reason, but I would say that it certainly helped that didn't have to move at all, which is, you know, anytime you have to move, obviously increases the chance of anybody dying to engulfing flames, so... Awesome.
Yeah, great work.
Yeah,
and
I knew they'd both be in the back.
And special props to Sarah, who got told about, you know... 3 minutes before the rag pull, hey Sarah, you're tank healing. she normally rolls as a holy priest, but we had her swap to disc. It's not like she doesn't heal as disc on occasion, but we had her go disc and heal with Wox, and they did a great job. And then Wox got his helm, and so, like, everyone is happy after a rag kill. I think everyone's happy.
Yeah,
more or less.
Sort of happier than it could have been had we have. Either not downed him, and we already hadn't killed Ryloth, but yeah, it turned out better than it could have, so.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with another clear, so good stuff.
Definitely.
Lots of tier went out and everything, and
exactly.
The mace dropped, and it went to a DPS, which makes me sad, but hey,
that
gets to
awesome.
Slout.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was an okay raid week, I think. Lots of experience, and we'll benefit from that later on.
Oh, yeah.
In other news, let's see.
There's more news.
There is more news.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure if we welcomed Jenny last week. Did we welcome Jenny last week?
I barely pay attention to these things, so I don't know.
So, welcome to Jenny, who, is an enhancement shaman, who was previously gilded as a friend. He, and yes, it's a he.
At first, you're like, Jenny, he.
Yes.
I should probably clarify that.
Jenny was a friend and then put in an app to be a raider and is currently in his trial. So good luck to him. And then we got apps last week.
Yay, glorious apps.
Yeah, and one of them stemmed from the podcast.
Really? Again,
which is
that's
hilarious.
The second.
That's the second. So that would be Quake.
The first was the first. Oh, okay.
Another enhancement shaman.
Gotcha.
But then we put out the call last week that we were looking for another tank, and we got two apps, one of which directly stated that it was because of this podcast that he apped. So Rock Nord is that paladin, and the other one is Mo. They're both prop pallies, and they both apped like within a couple of hours of each other. So we're gonna have their interviews this evening. So we're not going to be, you know, mean and have them both sort of duke it out during a trial, both of them during a trial. So we're going to make a decision, I guess, in the next couple of days and figure out which one we would like to trial. But regardless of which one gets the trial, thank you both for applying. It was really nice to see qualified apps. So thank you very much for that.
Great.
And one sad bit of news.
We have sad news. We don't like those kinds of newses.
Well, we have sad news. A little bittersweet, but, if you will.
But we're an uplifting podcast full of happiness and laughing. And I don't know, dancing? Does anyone? I don't dance.
Are you kidding?
Well, it's maybe less dancing than happiness, but continue. Fine. Go on with the bad news.
Yeah, Dayden, it's the reason why we're recruiting a new tank. Dayden, a couple of weeks ago, sort of gave his notice. He's our tank officer and has been, you know, one of our tanks since the start of Cataclysm. He was one of our tanks back in Burning Crusade and in Early Wrath, and he's just going to step down. He does not find the game compelling any longer, and is just going to, you know, take his leave of us. And he gave us 2 weeks notice, and he was, you know, he showed up like a champ for all the raid nights in case we needed him, and we did need him for quite a few of those. Yeah. So I do know that he tends to listen to Blessing of Frost. So Dayden, thank you very much. We really do appreciate everything you've done for us, and we hope that you actually find something to do with all the free time you're gonna have now.
Say, how could you not find something to do with the copious amounts of free time that you know you have upon not playing this game?
Yeah, copious amounts of free time. He said last night that he might just spend some time looking out the window. I'm like, wow. Nice.
Your window is probably bigger than your monitor, so that's a good start.
That is a positive. So, yes. Thanks again to Dayden, and we'll miss you, buddy. And I hope you still, you know, stay in touch. Don't be a stranger.
Yes, makes me a sad panda.
Sad panda.
Whoosh, whoosh. General chat?
Alrighty. For general chat this week, we were kind of unsure yet again as to what to talk about.
Don't tell them that. That's a secret.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Forget I said that.
We knew exactly what we were doing since last week.
Exactly. For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are not selling this.
What we're going to talk a bit about is Brewfest, because that starts, well, technically today, the 20th of September?
Is that technically
the 19th.
Today? You mean technically tomorrow?
No, the 20th, yes. Yeah, so Tuesday the 20th is the start of Brewfest. And, I mean, we talked a bit about the Summer Fire Festival, so we thought we'd talk a bit about Brewfest and tell you a little bit about how it's been updated for, you know, Cataclysm and stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about the nerfs next week. We'll talk a bit about some of the community reaction and, you know, what actually ends up occurring and stuff. So we'll touch base on that next week.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we will put up a couple of links to various blog posts about it. So, we'll link all that in the show notes at blessingandfrost.com.
But Brewfest.
Brewfest
is awesome.
No, I hate Brewfest.
Can you hate Brewfest?
I hate Brewfest.
You hate every holiday.
Yes.
There's not one of these holidays that I've ever seen. It's blah, blah, blah. And you're like, God, that's the worst. They can't all be the worst. One of them has to be worse than the other. If we'll remember back to...
You know which one is the worst?
The Elders.
The Elders is fine. The Fires is brutal. But the worst is Noble Garden.
Yeah, I did that the first year, so I don't even remember. But it's not Noble Garden starting tomorrow, it's Brewfest.
Yes, it is. Brewfest is that lovely time of the year where you get to get drunk a lot, I guess. and you get to do the holiday boss.
Elephants.
There are crazy elephants. You get to do the holiday boss, who is Corin Direbrew, and he's in Blackrock Depths. And I presume you can now use that. Well, I mean, we could do this last year, so I assume it stays the same, where you can use the dungeon finder to select Corin Direbrew as your, you know, dungeon of choice or whatever, and then you get queued in and all that stuff. It's actually not worthless to do.
No, stuff has been
updated, like crazy updated. Like, all the trinkets he drops have been updated, and trinkets, you know, are not necessarily easy to find. I mean, you've got the 359 trinkets from the Justice Point vendor and from the Darkmoon card vendor, or not vendor, but the Darkmoon cards. But trinkets are not easy. I mean, Magic is trying to open up the Molten Front at the moment.
Shut up. We're not discussing that.
So that he can get the Moonwell Chalice, because he did not anticipate needing the Moonwell Chalice when he was still fire, but since he's Ark, he needs that.
And he should have started on this months ago, but
yes,
was lazy, unfortunately.
Oh, come on, I haven't opened up a single vendor on any of my tunes, so
well,
it's okay.
That just means I'm as bad as you. That's hey. How great. Hey. Now I feel great.
But yeah, so you've got all kinds of wonderful trinkets that drop. You still have like the Swift Brewfest Ram and the Great Brewfest Kodo. You know, I've got the Kodo on like four of my tunes.
Oh my god, I want that.
But it's
so
not
badly.
It's not on Madrona and it's not on Current. It's on all the other tunes.
Oh. Well, that's
it's ridiculous.
More comical but still not great, because I don't think I've ever even seen the Kodo at all.
Oh,
it's never dropped.
That's because you weren't doing this last year. Last year, it was dropping, like, out of every other bag, it seemed.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems awesome. And, yes, I was not there for that, clearly.
Clearly.
On any of your trips, at least.
Yeah.
There's also dailies, aren't there? Are they
dailies?
Well,
they're quests. I don't know if they're daily.
You haven't done any of them, have you? There
are definitely a couple of dailies. One of them is called This One Time When I Was Drunk.
Hilarious.
The barking for the barley
exactly.
brews and
That's
the thunder brews
say.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Okay, we'll get back to that in a sec. But yeah, some of the items that you can get from Corin Direbrew are kind of awesome. I mean, there's a couple of stamp trinkets. I don't know if those are any good.
Sure,
no, not really. I don't know, because the on-use is right-click to summon the Brew Maiden.
Yeah, less than
and summon the Black Brew Maiden, who will smite your foes with your empty tankards.
Yeah. I don't know what her DPS is, but probably not fantastic.
Just going out on a limb there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then there's the Brawler's Trophy, which is a dodge rating on equipped by 340 increases dodge rating by 1700 for 20 seconds.
Wow.
So that's pretty sweet. Then there's Corin's Chilled Chromium Coaster. Increases your critical strike rating by 340 and chance on melee and range critical strikes to increase your attack power by 4000. For 10 4, seconds.
4,000 is a large number.
That is a huge number. I feel like that's a little excessive.
Excessive? No. I disagree.
Let's see. Then there's the Mithril Stopwatch. Increases your critical strike rating by 340. And on equip, your harmful spells have a chance to increase your spell power by 2,040 for 10 seconds. So, I mean, that's not terrible, except that there's no int on it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Then there's the Petrified Pickled Egg, 340 int, which is beastly, and on equip, your direct healing and heal over time spells have a chance to increase your haste rating by 2040 for 10 seconds. That's another large number.
That is a pretty
That's
big
huge.
Number.
Like, I'm looking at that, I'm like, wow, Madrona, both my Madronas should really pick that up just, you know, for the
just
heck
because,
of it.
Just because, yeah, you never know when you want that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can see times. Like, I'm sure it's probably on a 45-second internal cooldown or something, but I could see times when that extra int would be useful.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And there's no reason not to get it, especially given the number of times you could do that in a day.
Exactly. And then there's a couple of other items that drop. The Tremendous Tankard O'Terror is a BOE mace, 365 eye level. 153 agi, speed 2.6. Increases your critical strike rating by 99 and your haste by 97. So, pretty decent slow speed mace for those who enjoy them.
Yep.
And then there's a bop dagger that drops. Dire Bruise Bloodied Shanker. 155 agi, 2.0 speed, 90 hit, 111 crit. So, I mean, those are pretty decent. Plus, then, of course, you have the Great Brewfest Kodo, the Swift Brewfest Ram, the Brewfest Pony Keg.
The Brewfest Pony Keg is a staple.
Would you like to tell us about tell the nice listeners about our history with the Brewfest Pony Keg?
So, the Brewfest Pony Keg, I guess I got this, actually, I don't think I got the meta until the last one, but I guess, how long ago must that have been?
2007?
Oh god, that's a long time ago. That is not 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh god, when we were working on Gruul and Malgar, and every time that we would kill him, I would drop a Brewfest Pony Keg, which I still keep on me, and everyone would get drunk on their way to Gruul, and yep. It is hilarious.
It's very true.
It is fantastic, and I'm kind of upset that I haven't instituted this with any other boss yet, but in due time.
You know what? You should do that. You should definitely do that soon. Like, I don't know what boss would be appropriate to get, like, stinking drunk after.
I think it's a little late right now to institute it for this one, but maybe for the next patch I can pick, like, a boss and be like, alright, after this. You know, I probably would have done it after Domo, if I'd thought about it, because the trash after that, you don't really need to see your screen, except for the lava, and it's everywhere anyway, so forget it. So, like, that seems like ample time to get drunk, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, that. But I think it's too late to institute something like that, because it just, it wouldn't be classic anymore.
Hmm. Okay. I understand. I see where you're coming from. So you can queue up for the Corn Dire Brew event for, you know, as many times as you like, in order to get the drops. But you can't get the Kodo or the Ram. You have one chance a day, basically your first time doing it every day.
Yeah, like a hoon.
Yeah, so you'll get the keg-shaped treasure chest, and the Kodo and the Rammer drops from that. So, like, there's no ninja-ing of Kodos and Rams and stuff, because that was a serious thing back in the day, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, everyone used to then just roll need, but still, it's annoying.
Some people didn't at all.
Really?
They're like, everybody roll greed, and then, you know, invariably somebody rolls need. They're like, damn it!
I hate to say it, but who's so naive that they're like, all right, don't worry, everyone's going to roll greed on this epic mount. That's likely to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't... I think I passed a few times, because I really couldn't care less. But now...
Oh, you're so wrong.
Now I want to get it on Kern and Madrana, because, like, everybody else freaking has it. Like, my shaman has it, my priest has it. It's ridiculous.
Well... You're complaining about the number of Brewfest Kodos you have right now. Let me just point that out.
I'm complaining that it's not on the right characters.
Oh, shut up. I don't want to hear about that. I've not even seen that thing, let alone... I think I killed him every time, every day on Magic, probably, and did not get it.
Well, we'll have to go queue up together, and if it comes down to, you know, between Kern and Magic, I'll let you have it.
Well, it doesn't matter, because it's in the bag that you...
Oh, right, yes! It's Monday morning, folks. I'm definitely a little bit sleepy.
Excuses.
Yes. So the reason why you would want to do the rest of Brewfest is because of the meta, what a long, strange trip it's been, I think it's called.
Yes.
And for the title Brewmaster.
If you want to go with Brewmaster. Who runs... I thought... Does your brother run Brewmaster title?
He did for a bit, but then he was using Harvey the Noble. Which is hilarious. Harvey the Noble.
You just think the name Harvey is hilarious? Is that where you're going with that? Oh, okay. I guess so.
Oh, man. No, it's just so dumb to see, like, Harvey. Like, okay, wait, I should apologize. I apologize.
Yeah. Everyone actually named Harvey.
Crap.
It's not very nice.
Oh, man. My brother just picked, like, what he felt was a very ridiculous name. and decided that that would be his paladin, and he actually got the name, and so
yeah, it's actually kind of surprising.
But Harvey the Noble, I mean, like William the Noble, that's one thing, but like Harvey,
yeah,
the
Harvey.
Noble,
I like it.
Okay, Harvey's is like a fast food chain up here. Eh?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
up here, and it's pretty clear, you know, where up here means. Just saying,
Canada for the win.
Not quite, but that's all right.
So yeah, you basically have a lot of stuff to do if you want to get your title and if you want to work towards the meta. And I was considering doing this on the BB Pally, and then I'm like, screw it, I really don't like Brewfest enough to do it, and I don't like the title Brewmaster, because like I don't tend to drink like at all.
Oh, so you're saying in real life.
Yeah, and so I just don't feel that my characters are really, I don't know, would drink, because like I maybe that's a little bit of the not really an RPer in me, but like yeah, I feel it would be out of character for my characters to drink because
so
I don't
that
drink.
Is RP, you know.
I guess a little bit. but I'm, you know, it's not a hard and fast thing. I used to get drunk regularly, you know, in Gruul's lair after Molgar.
That was necessary.
Exactly. It's a buff, right? Because then the next mobs don't look like they're max level. They're, hey, they're only 64. No problem.
Yeah. That's true. Totally forgot that.
I love that side effect of being in-game drunk.
Yeah, that is wonderfully hilarious.
Okay, so in order to get the title, you have to join the Brew of the Month Club, which, by the way, I'm still getting crap from the Brew of the Month Club. It's like, can I cancel my subscription?
To the Brew of the Month Club?
Like, honestly, I would like to cancel my subscription. It has been over 2 years now that every month I get stupid...
Does it repeat? I haven't been...
Yeah.
I only got it the last one, so... I guess I'm just coming on a full year now.
I'm fairly certain that I got mine 2 years ago on Kern, and it won't go away.
But there's, I mean, hypothetically, you could buy you can buy those drinks in like Ironforge or something, right? Whatever they send you.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy the. I just want to be done with. I don't want to get mail every month from the Brew of the Month Club.
But there's one that lets you speak in like Gnomish binary or something, which
is
hilarious.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. But
that's a good one.
I haven't actually, you know, tried that out. I just like take it. You can't even delete the mail. You have to withdraw the item from your mail, then delete the mail, and then
What's
you can like vendor or toss out your liquor.
And you have to like put it back, and then what is it? And then it still leaves the like a vial in your bags.
Does it really?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And you can throw it at somebody.
Ugh.
Awesome.
Yeah, so no, I don't have anything to do with that. I just, you know, jettison it.
That's
there is a Brew of the Year achievement, but it's not required for the meta. So that's basically drinking all of those things that they send you over the course of a year. And that's 10 achievement points. So if you're into achievement points, you may not want to do what I do, and you may actually want to drink all the brews that they send you.
good idea.
Dire Brewfest is the achievement for killing Corrin Dire Brew, which is really simple to do. Disturbing the Peace. Yeah, this is the rough part, really. Because you have to purchase 3 pieces of Brewfest clothing with the Brewfest currency.
Which is
no, and then you have to get completely smashed and dance in Dalaran.
It's always in Dalaran. It's because these things were instituted during Dalaran. And that was like during the flame one where I would kept trying to get the 20 torches.
Yes.
And then notice that you have to do it in Dal. It's annoying.
Yeah, that is a little bit annoying. Let's see. Does your Wolpertinger linger? That is
dirty.
Another achievement. Is that actually part of the meta? I don't think it is.
I do not believe so.
Yeah, there's a lot of things here that aren't actually part of the meta, but...
Oh, there's a ton of them there that aren't part of the meta, actually. Like, almost the majority of them. The only ones... Well, we'll keep going through, but...
Well, we'll keep going, yeah. So that's obtaining a Wolpertinger pet, and you do that, I believe... is that the random one that you get
from... You know
what?
I actually think that one may be easier, because I think almost all my characters have that. Maybe.
Wolpertinger's Tankard. Oh, it's, I think it's a off a quest. Yeah, it is a quest.
So, yeah, anyone can get that.
Yeah. So that's not so bad. Quests. Wait, where'd I go? Achievements. There we go. Down with the Dark Iron. Defend. Okay, this sucks. Defend the Brewfest camp from the Dark Iron attack and complete the quest this one time when I was drunk.
That one seems really random. I feel like sometimes I am getting it and sometimes I'm not. And it's just a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, you basically need to, it happens every half hour at Brewfest when the Dark Iron Dwarves show up in their tunneling machines. At least this, for the Alliance. Just going to say, I don't actually know for the Horde, but I imagine it's very similar. All of this is happening for the Alliance over in Ironforge, obviously, because of the Dwarven thing.
Outside of Ironforge.
Yeah, but, not in Stormwind. So don't go looking around Stormwind for Dark Iron Dwarves. You're not going to find any.
Yeah, and don't go to Dal, even though everything says go to Dal, and it's not there. Just saying.
This quest? So it's basically a daily that happens. You have to complete the Dark Iron Dwarf event and pick up the quest, and then it'll only be available if your faction succeeded in defending the three kegs at the Brewfest camp. If the Dark Iron Dwarves succeed in destroying the kegs, they will leave again in their drilling machines, and you'll have to wait 30 minutes to try again, which I think is completely obnoxious.
You would be correct.
But
that's
if
not
you
just
succeed,
a thought, that's kind of a truth.
But if you succeed, a piece of wreckage will fall off of one of their machines when they're leaving, retreating, which you can start the daily quest from. It's a good idea to announce the attack starting in general chat so that, people actually come to help you out, because I don't think you can solo this. I think it's like a group sort of thing. Yeah, it can't be soloed because the amount of dwarves at the climax of the attack is overwhelming for one person to deal with.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd agree.
Yeah, so make sure you've got backup when you try that one. But if you've got people there, then it doesn't suck. But you have to be there when it's happening.
Right.
Which is terrible.
It's not that bad.
Oh, come on now.
What?
Of course it's that bad. Having to be there, on the half hour or whatever, if you're a little bit late, it's well, now I'm screwed.
It's unfortunate, but as long as you only have to do it once.
Oh, that's true.
And it happens a lot of times over the course of, how long is it, a week or two?
I think it's two and a half weeks, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're bound to catch it even accidentally when you log on.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. It's from tomorrow until the 5th of October.
Yeah.
So you have plenty of time.
Exactly.
Let's see. Drunken Stupor, I actually kind of like this one. I do not believe that this is required for Brewmaster. No, it is not. But it's a fun one. Fall 65 yards without dying while completely smashed during the Brewfest holiday.
So it is going down while being drunk.
Yes.
I guess it's going down because there's a question mark on the end of that one.
There is. That's a good call there, Matt. Excellent.
They specify, so I should specify.
Good eye for detail.
Yep.
Going down.
No, no. Wrong inflection. Going down?
Well, I don't know.
With a question mark.
I see the... We're totally going to go off on a tangent here. Careful. You know what? I'll just stop that now in its tracks, and we'll discuss that another time.
Darn it.
Have keg will travel. Obtain a Brewfest mount, or transform yours into one using Brewfest hops. That is required for the achievement.
Yeah.
And that's really easy.
I thought originally, didn't it say that you had to get one of the mounts and then they change it to the hops as well?
That is exactly right.
It was annoying.
Yep. Strange Brew is, again, not required. But it is 10 achievement points, and there's 9 different brews that you have to drink either at the Alliance camp or at the Horde camp. The Brewfest diet is definitely one of them, though. You have to eat 8 of the Brewfest foods listed below. Dried sausage, savory sausage, spicy smoked sausage, the essential Brewfest.
What a sausage fest. Continue, you were saying?
The essential Brewfest pretzel, pickled sausage, spiced onion cheese, succulent sausage, and the golden link. Yep. So you have to eat all of those. And you'll get your achievement, and that is required for the title.
So many comments.
For the title, I know, I'm just going to go right on by.
Just keep going.
So for the title, you need the Brewfest Diet, Dire Brewfest, Does Your Wolpertinger Linger, Brew of the Month, Down with Dark Iron, and Have Keg Will Travel. Yep. So it's really not too terrible. The worst part of this, hands down, is, actually, hang on.
What?
Do we not need to do... You don't need to do Disturbing the Peace? Really?
No.
Okay.
All of your thoughts have been nullified.
Yeah, that's everything it. I was ever going to say, ever. So, that's really not too bad. Enjoy that. I just remember, and I don't
previously,
know...
Previously, you needed Brew of the Month, which they changed as well, where you had to have it for a whole year before you could get it.
Yeah, and now it's just join. Okay, that might actually be the part that sucks. Hang on a sec. How do we do that? How do you join the Brew of the Month Club? That's 200 tokens. Yeah. Right. So okay, that's why you're doing it. Now, how to earn the tokens.
Tokens.
I hate tokens. Yeah. Basically, it involves you doing the dailies, and it also involves you racing the Brewfest Rams. Like, well, not racing per se, but like getting on a Brewfest Ram, or yeah, it's got to be a Ram, mm-hmm. and then basically delivering kegs to, in at least for the Alliance, Karanos. To Karanos and back. And if you time things correctly and eat the right apples along the route to refresh your mount, then you can get a stupid amount of tokens in a single try. But if you don't use things wisely, then you're screwed, and you're going to be doing this stupid daily every day for the next 2 weeks.
And that is a negative.
And that is a huge negative. Like, hands down, that is the part of Brewfest that I hate the most, is going back and forth on the stupid rams. And like, as if it wasn't bad enough. Oh, it's terrible. As if it wasn't bad enough that I had already done it 2 years ago. Last year, I had to teach my brother how to do it. So, I mean, like, I'm just done with the whole racing of the Rams thing.
Yeah.
I don't
think it's that bad.
It was fun the first, like, 3 times I did it, and then it quickly devolved from there.
It's not bad as far as, you know, just getting done what you need to get done. It only takes you a few days to get all the things you need for the meta, which is the goal.
Oh, yeah. This is what's going to be the holdup. You're going to be able to get everything else pretty easily, but this is going to be the holdup for you. Definitely, I'm going to link to Wowhead, because they had a great guide that helped me out last year. Or 2 years ago, whenever the hell I did it.
When you did it.
And, you know, it was phenomenal, because, like, whatever I was looking at, like, had a map and, like, a detailed, like, image of, like, what you want to avoid, how you want to loop around, and all that. And so it was really well done.
They have something like that on Wowpedia as well, with, like, racing ram tips.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll definitely link that all at blessingoffrost.com and help you make sure that your ram racing is as painless as humanly possible.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can we say about Brewfest?
Did you talk about the daily in Ironforge, the barking? I know we said we were going to.
Oh, the barking. Is that, what is that part?
It's like a timed quest where you have to use the mount to, like, the ram to go inside. And we didn't really talk about the mechanics of the ram, which is kind of central to all the tokens in general.
Well, yeah, that's true. The ram, yeah. You basically get the reins of the ram from your daily quest giver or whatever, and then you, You can, I don't even remember what they are. Is it like a walk, a trot, a gallop?
Walk, trot, canter, gallop.
Canter, gallop. Okay.
Yeah.
And you have like a certain amount of fatigue that you gain from everything but a walk. Hot tip, you can't actually stop the ram from moving.
No,
you will always be moving forward. It is horrifying.
It's awesome.
No. So you really don't want to gallop too much unless you can refresh your ram. And I don't think you can actually do that on the barking quest.
You cannot.
But you can do that on the keg delivery to Karanos or wherever the horde equivalent is.
I think you can almost gallop. I think you can gallop the whole time on that.
As long as you're hitting the barrels of apples.
Yeah, so like you get what is it? I don't know what the stacks of ram
it's
fatigue.
Like fatigue.
And so, like, depending on how fast you're walking, the fatigue will either go up or go down. And when you get to 100% fatigue, you become exhausted and you're very slow. And that's bad for both quests because the one of them you have to run throughout Ironforge and bark to the different sections about the beer. And if you don't do it within a certain amount of time, you fail. And if you, like, gallop too often, putting more fatigue on, then getting exhausted, then you don't do it on time. So you kind of have to like keep like trot is like -2 to fatigue, canter's +1, gallop is +5, and regular walking is -4. Which I did those all in a really, really random order, which probably didn't help at all. But I try and like bounce back and forth between like canter and gallop because you can kind of get the brief speed of gallop if you let it drop back to canter real quick, and the same thing with like canter and trot. So there's definitely a technique, and there's an item that you hit in your bags. It's like a what's it called?
The ram racing reins.
Yes, the reins. And so you use that to speed up, and you have to sort of right click on it a bunch. And yeah, it's kind of an interesting balance of clicking and not clicking, and I feel like it gets picked up pretty quickly on the although again now on the apple racing you pretty much stay galloping the whole time as long as you hit the barrels, but going through the city you need to balance how quickly you're going with your fatigue. So
yeah, it'll take you a couple of tries probably to get the hang of it. And I have to say that at least if you're Alliance and you're doing all this around Ironforge, at the very end of that, it's probably much more efficient to fall off the cliff of Ironforge,
down
the road. Yeah, just jump on down to the camp, because if you go down the ramp and then hang right into the little place where the Brewfest is, you're going to be out of time.
Right.
So just jump for it when it looks like safe. I think it's like the first big curve down.
Yeah. So after a few, you'll get it. And then I forget. I think that's a daily quest you get a bunch of tickets for. And so once you get it once, you can usually do it pretty consistently.
Yeah. I say that it's bad, but really that's just like, you know, my bitterness talking.
Everything's bad.
Everything is bad, dude.
Yeah. this is like one of the easier ones of all the holidays.
It's not Noble Garden, I'll give you that.
Well, I think a lot about the Brewfest meta is that there's not a ton in the meta itself that's based on randomness.
That's true. This
in
is
fact,
all
I think
almost
none of it is.
No, I think you're right. Which is
whereas with like
great.
Noble Garden, yeah. But whereas with like Noble Garden or Hallows and there's like you could just not get a toothpick like the whole holiday, and then you're just screwed till the next year, and that sucks because you know you're trying to do it. And I had that happen with the squashling last Halloween, so I couldn't do my achievement and it wasn't dropping, and I was doing, you know, I was trick or treating every time I could, but to no avail. But this one, everything is there, you know, for the taking. So
yeah, so it's just a matter of putting a little bit of time and effort into it, and you know, if you're really good at the ram racing, then you get like, I don't know, it should take you maybe 5 or 6 days at most of collecting tickets or tokens or whatever it is, and
yeah, not that bad.
But yeah, that should be that's gonna be your big delay right there. 200 tickets or tokens for the Brew of the Month Club. So that's basically Brewfest, and it's going to be on from Tuesday, September 20th until October 5th. So
1 o'clock on, or no, 3 o'clock on.
Well,
Wednesday?
I think it's 11:59 server time.
So 3 a.m. No, it's not. No, it says 3 a.m. On the calendar.
It says 3 a.m. on the calendar. Nice, yep. Good stuff. Okay,
I think so. It's 12.
Oh yeah, yeah. So right, okay. Yeah. On like the 4th, so you don't have a lot of time on the 5th.
No. No. That's...
Good to know. Hot tip. Now that's no, the useful the information.
On the 6th.
Oh, on the yep. Crap. Okay.
So 3 a.m. on the 6th.
So yeah, you've got just over 2 weeks to get everything done, which is more than enough time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which
is great. And then you can enjoy your beer over the course of the year as it gets mailed to you, and you promptly try and delete it if you're Kern or not if you're me.
Every month. Bottles every month. It drives me nuts.
So funny.
Oh, man. So yeah, there you go. I hope that this has been relatively useful. I'm not convinced it is. But hopefully.
Whether or not
hopefully.
You think it's useful doesn't matter. That's the best part.
That's true. It all depends on whether or not you think it's useful.
Yep.
God, I hope important. You do. Oh, okay, no, not you.
Listen, that's all there is in this world.
me.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll move into the end of our podcast here. Do you have any shout-outs this week?
You know what? I have a couple of shout-outs because people
Do
have
you?
Been rating us on iTunes.
Awesome.
I know, right?
That's great.
And, like, by default, my iTunes store is the Canadian one. But
makes
there
sense.
There were no new Canadian ratings or reviews there. So I went around to different iTunes stores in different countries. So I went to the US one, I went to the Australian one, I went to the UK one, like all kinds of different ones. And I managed to find a couple. So the first one is from the Australian iTunes, 5 stars from Honor71. The title is Quality at its Finest. And
are you laughing?
I'm laughing because wow. Okay. The actual comment is, unlike a lot of WoW podcasts, this one contains more than just podcaster banter, although I like to think we have that, and private jokes. There is well-organized structure throughout the podcast with helpful and interesting sections containing content, tips on playstyle, and guild relations. This podcast is a keeper. And I'm just like kind of blown away. I'm like, wow, that is a super positive comment.
Why are you surprised? Come on.
Because awesome. I'm still kind of stunned that more than like 3 people listen to this.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
So yep. My first shout out is to Honor71. Thank you, sir, for 5 stars or madam or yeah. Thank you, Honor71. And from the US iTunes, we have a 5-star rating from Kaluen. The title is Our Favorite Podcast. And the comment is, we look forward to hearing Kern and Magic every week. Great stories and useful info about raiding. Useful info. Wow.
Yep.
So
useful
excellent.
Info.
Way to go, us.
Yep.
Thank you very much to you, Honer and Callowen. I also have one more shout out to I don't know how to pronounce it. Nazaniel? Nazaniel?
Don't lose a listener.
Crap.
Here.
Yeah, no, I know. Who posted on my blog, and so I said I'd give her a shout out. I said you, sir, will get a shout out, and then it was pointed out to me that Nazaniel is actually a lady. So thank you, ma'am. Shout out to you. How about you, Madge? Do you have any shout outs?
I have sort of a shout out and story in one because while I was waiting to. Go into the raid last night, I was watching, there were a couple Hordies dueling, and post-duel, they were PvP flagged, and so a mage lost the duel and was at 1%, and he started drinking, and I'm like, yeah, that's not okay. So I killed him, and nice. The hunter who had won started chasing me, so I like jumped off the cliff, ice-blocked, and invis, and then flew. And I got a message from someone named Ainsworth, who said, yeah, I was thinking about doing that as well. I was like, yeah, it seemed hilarious, so I'd go for it. And he said that he listened to the podcast and he liked it. And I thanked him, so my shout-out is to Ainsworth this week.
You know, I've chatted a bit with Ainsworth. I ran into him when I was on Kern leveling in Deep Home, so right after the expansion came out, and he whispered me, and he's like, hey, you know, good job with your blog, or, you know, something along those lines. And I'm like, oh, wow, hey, cool, like, thanks, appreciate it. So he and I will chat on occasion. So, yeah, another shout out from me to Ainsworth as well.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I guess we should move on into the tip of the week. Do you have a tip of the week?
I do have a tip of the week.
Wonderful.
If you're raiding and you've ever wondered how many in-combat resurrections you have left, because on 25-man, that's 3, and on 10-man, that's 1, and who has a battle res available, a really handy mod is B-Res. And I'll link the curse address over on at blessingfrost.com in our show notes. And I mean, it's a great handy little add-on. It just shows you flat out how many reses you have left and who has them available and long the cooldown is on those who have already used them.
So you won't make the mistake that you did in Rag by not using a battle res.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Takari actually downloaded this himself, and I'm like, oh, well, I should totally download that as well. So I now use it, and it is glorious. So thanks to Takari for pointing that out to us. And after some initial confusion in this expansion about a shaman's reincarnate spell, that does not count against the battle res cap. So if you have a raid consisting of, like, I don't know, 10 people and 4 of them are shaman, don't blow your battle res. I don't know. Don't blow your battle res on a shaman. Blow it on somebody else if their Ankh is up, because otherwise, like, it will count against it. So make sure that they always try to use their Ankh first, so it doesn't count against the cap.
Excellent.
Yeah. That is handy.
It is handy. A real tip.
Who knew?
Yeah, right? We'd like to hear your tips of the week so we don't have to keep coming up with some actual decent ones, because then Kern's brain might explode. If you have any you want to share or any feedback, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis, Kern, and me on Twitter. Although I've been slacking this week because I've been really, really busy at work. So
lame.
Yeah, I know. At Apotheosis ET, at Kern Mogan, at Majity, MAJJITY. Leave comments and rate us on iTunes, and maybe you can be announced on the podcast as well. And we're still looking for bumpers.
We definitely are.
We want them, and send them to me because I want to hear them, because I've heard some awesome ones on other podcasts, and I know that, you know, the 10 people that listen to our podcast are awesome as well, and that they could send us some fantastic things.
For sure. And one other thing with regards to iTunes and stuff. I can't go to every single iTunes store every single week, because I don't even know what, you know, their address syntax is. Like, I stumbled onto the US one because I replaced the CA in mine with US. And the Australian one, you know, I put in AU. But if you have left us comments and you're not in North America or Australia, definitely let us know the address of your local iTunes store at podcast@blessingoffrost.com, and we'll be sure to go and scoop out the comments there.
Yeah, definitely.
But rate us up.
Yeah, I guess that's the end. Is that the end of our 34th episode?
That is the end of our 34th episode.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I guess until next week, I'm Magic.
And I'm Kern.
And until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.